saving money and build the deck of your dreams. Now at Menards. Spend less time maintaining and more time enjoying your deck with UltraDeck Low Maintenance Composite Decking from Menards. It's easy to install, built to last, and you can get a free estimate fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Off the ball breakfast.
Have you peaked too soon, Sarah? That's the question in the comments this morning.
No, we have not. That was a desperate second half. 7 points in the second half.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Rugby on Off the Ball.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
I heard some of the journalists there, and you spoke about joy for that team. And can you just tell me a bit more about that?
Yeah, well, look, I'm part of such a special group, and being able to lead them in the absence of Tricky and Sam is so special to do it. They're a really good group, but Tricky, Sam, and Niamh have really helped me, with this leadership role, and they've given me so much great advice, and I really am so grateful to have them in my corner to be able to guide me and help me. And then with the players, they're just so supportive, and you see it, like, they play with their heart and their sleeve, and that's all you want from them, to do or die out there, and that's what they do.
Do or die, of course, and yourself as well, absolutely incredible stuff. Like, we already know what you're capable of, but even just watching you there today, that try, that block down here in this corner behind me, amazing stuff. And it just shows how much as a squad you've all come on together, and how much you all really like support each other.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's moments like that you want to do it for the girls. You want to do it for the girls around you. Like, they put their, bodies on the lines. Our forward pack being so strong, and then the way our backs attack. Like, if I have a job like that to do, I'll do my very best to get it done.
I've watched, of course, the Sevens programme, and how do you think that has, like, shaped you personally for this?
Oh, gee, I've learned so much in Sevens. Like, I've become so resilient. As people know, Sevens is a savage game, and you may win one game, but 2 hours later, you've got to go out and bounce back from that, or you may have a loss and you've got to go out and bounce back from that. But I've had so much exposure to it, and I'm so grateful for my Sevens career. And just seeing so many other players have come from Sevens as well. Like, there's plenty of our girls, and there's plenty of the English girls that have had shots at it. It's really good for developing your game. And I know I spent quite a long time there, but I really enjoyed it. And getting to become an Olympian is something that I've always dreamed of. But wearing an Irish shirt is something I'm so, so proud of.
And finally, Minch, of course, bouncing back from a loss there. A loss in the season, but not much time really to dwell on it.
No, absolutely. We'll learn from this, and we'll take our learnings into training and bounce back and head into the next game, which is so important, because, we need the performance next weekend.
Well, tell us, how are you feeling after that?
I'd say frustrated. I think proud of our efforts probably for 50 minutes, and I think it just shows the quality of a side that England are, that they're able to turn a gear on and get a few more scores in the second half than we probably would have liked. And it probably shows the growth that we need in the first half, that we didn't come away with more scores when we got into their 22. So, frustration, but also pride from our first half performance.
That first half was absolutely incredible. I mean, the defensive work, the attacking, kept keeping England scoreless as well. Like, it was something to behold, and I guess with the World Cup year ahead, that's where you want to be.
Yeah, and like it definitely shows the growth from last year of you know, how our defence has really come on. You know, I think it was in the 50s possibly at half time last year, in the 40s. So to hold them scoreless for so long in the first half was obviously a testament to Hugh Hogan, our defence coach, and all the work that we've put in over the last few weeks to really up our defence. But again, I think there's loads that we could improve on, and it's an exciting year that hopefully we can put out more performances that are 80 minutes.
And of course, there isn't much rest. Turnaround?
No, that's the, in a way, joy of a Six Nations, that we get to go again next weekend and really up the intensity, up the performance, and you know, go again. Wales are going to be a very difficult side to go against, you know, new coach as well, and they're building every week. So yeah, it's going to be a huge challenge again. But thankfully, we get to put on a green jersey again next week and play another game.
Have to talk a little about the record crowd here, and I mean the noise. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was completely mental. Like just seeing there, that is a record attendance, and I think that's what this team wants to do. They want to keep growing the sport. We want to put out performances that people want to come and see the game. You know, there's no point, you know, having the record attendance and not putting a performance out there. So yeah, it shows the growth of this team and the growth of the performances of this team that we can you know, go on week to week and, you know, really expand the support that we can have, and especially going into a year of a World Cup.
The HBO original series The Last of Us is back for a new season, and so is the official The Last of Us podcast. 5 years after the events of the first season, Joel and Ellie are drawn into conflict with each other and a world even more dangerous than the one they left behind. Join host Troy Baker, who voiced Joel in the video game, and showrunners Craig Mazin and Neil Druckmann as they unpack each episode after it airs. Listen to HBO's The Last of Us podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and stream HBO's The Last of Us on Max.
Open the door to savings with beautiful Mastercraft doors at Menards. Mastercraft steel entry doors add security and improve the appearance of your home. Choose from our huge in-stock selection or design your door your way with our free step-by-step design program, online or in-store. Save big on Mastercraft doors at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
It's seafood season, and your favorite seafood sensation is back at White Castle. Say hello to Shrimp Nibblers. With delicious butterfly shrimp battered in a crispy coating, it's never been easier to follow your crave. So head to White Castle and dive into delicious Shrimp Nibblers today for a limited time, only at White Castle. Follow your crave while supplies last.
This week on Diverted.
What have you heard about this festival?
That they fight each other, and some people in the past, they choose to die, so.
You say that they choose to die?
Some of them, because for them it's not something bad. If somebody die, for the whole community, it's like an offering for Pachamama, to say thank you for what they have in life, the products, all this stuff.
In episode 3, we're going to Bolivia. As soon as I get there, this cloud of white gas starts billowing towards me.
Tear gas.
Oh my God, I can actually feel it.
Oh God.
Go. Oh.
Diverted. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tune in and get diverted.
On Off the Ball.
A bit deflated, to be honest. We went out there the first 50 minutes and we really, really gave a good battle to the English. So it's very deflating that we weren't able to hold that for the last 30 minutes. We lacked a bit of energy in the last 30, whereas England completely ramped it up and we were kind of chasing our tail a wee bit. So we know that England are an absolute world-class outfit, so credit to them. The scores that they did near the end of the game were absolutely unbelievable. So deflated now, to be honest.
That first half performance, though, shows what Ireland, what you have and what you can play.
Yeah, definitely. I think that the past two years, we've really shown that we're a special group, we're a special outfit. We just showed glimpses of that today, especially in the first half. We showed our fight, we showed our grit, we showed that we have good rugby knowledge. Our tactics were good for that game. We knew exactly what we were doing, what we wanted to, what processes and where we wanted to hit England, and we did, and we put them under the throttle, but they just turned it up in the last half an hour. So,
One thing I did notice, and I noticed with all the games, and even speaking to all you players at different press conferences, is, you know, you always talk about this friendship and this bond that you have, and it's very visible. And even there, like, I actually was watching the communication between you on the field, and it was just never ending, and you could see the camaraderie between you and that special bond.
Yeah, we always talk. We started this process 2 years ago when Scott came in, of a culture that was completely honest with each other. We were together and we were relentless in everything that we do. So we had a couple of hard months where we really, really got together and developed a culture that was strong. We could give each other feedback, either that positive or constructive, and we knew that we were all coming from a good place, because at the end of the day, the green jersey and our nation is what we're here for and what we want to play for. So we all have the same goal at the end of the day, and it's just making sure that off the field we are just as strong as on the field, because that shows, like, if you're willing to put your body on the line for someone, you're going to do well.
Rugby on Off the Ball
with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing. It's seafood season and your favourite seafood sensation is back at White Castle. Say hello to Shrimp Nibblers. With delicious butterfly shrimp battered in a crispy coating, it's never been easier to follow your crave. So head to White Castle and dive into delicious Shrimp Nibblers today for a limited time, only at White Castle. Follow your crave while supplies last.